It's all insidious. There's no question about it. One of the more cunning, deceptive people in the book or in the whole story must be William Bill Hale, who would, well, you can tell them about him, campaign for public officials, like county prosecutor, then asked the prosecutor to do his bidding when it came to investigating. I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't know what other words to use.
Yeah, he is a really insidious figure. He was, just referring back to that opening question you asked me about where I first, you know, stumbled upon the story, and the, when the museum director pointed to the missing panel, the devil was William K. Hale. That was the figure in that photograph. And researching the figure and trying to figure out who he was what, you know, led me deeper and deeper into these crimes. He was somebody who had arrived in Oklahoma around the turn of the, you know, the beginning, early 1900s. And he was just a poor cowboy, you know, kind of dirt poor at the time. But he gradually amassed land and became a cattle baron. And he became a deputy sheriff in the community, campaigning for what he called God-fearing souls. And by the 20s, he was really the most powerful figure in the region. He was often referred to as the king of the Osage Hills. And he launched one of the more insidious plots, which was to target members of Molly Burkhart's family, the Osage woman, and her family, all her siblings, killing them off one by one to steal their head rights, which is what you received if you remember the Osage Nation. It was essentially your share in this mineral trust, which was worth, you know, a fortune at that time. And, you know, he is just a double-faced, insidious figure. You know, one of the things that made these plots so deeply sinister is that they were inheritance schemes. So the only way you could get a head right was to inherit it. You couldn't purchase it. So unlike land, you weren't able to just, it was harder to swindle. And so what Hale did and what so many others did is they would have they themselves or have someone else marry into a family. In this case, Hale had his nephew, Ernest Burkhart, marry into this family, marry Molly Burkhart. And you're kind of pretending to love these people while you're systematically plotting to kill them.
Yes, we should point out Robert De Niro plays William Hale in the film.
Yes, and Ernest Burkhart plays, Leonardo DiCaprio plays Ernest Burkhart, the nephew. And Lily Gladstone, a Native American actress, she plays Molly Burkhart.
A little bit more about Ernest Burkhart and the nephew of William Hale. I mean, when you just think about this, we'll say it again. He marries Molly in a set-up marriage, and he pretends to marry her, and then he attempts to kill her by poisoning her.
That is correct. And Ernest Burkhart, I think, is a really important figure in this history to understand. Hale is in some ways, you know, he wasn't medically diagnosed, but his behavior is reminiscent of a psychopath. Ernest Burkhart is someone who is closer to the rest of us in that you can tell in reading and studying him that he has elements of a conscience and he has actual feelings for Molly. And yet he goes along with this brutal conspiracy orchestrated by his uncle. And so I think it really gets to the root of how these crimes take place, how this kind of complicity takes place. He always reminded me of what were sometimes referred to as the willing executioners in Germany during the Holocaust. They weren't necessarily the leaders, but they were the people who went along. And because of that, so many people were killed.
Ernest was convicted of attempted murder, and he was sent to the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister, and he was released in 1959. What I found surprising was that he received a pardon in 1966 from Governor Henry Bellman. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, completely. And a little bit, it's still inexplicable to me, to be honest. I spent 5 years researching that story, and that one I really could never fully explain. You know, some authorities who had investigated the case offered support for him in part because he had eventually turned on William K. Hale and given testimony that was important in convicting him, but his pardoning is still inexplicable to me. William K. Hale would also be released early. He did not die in prison. He did go to jail. I think he served 2 decades of my memory. Serves me. My memory is getting dodgier as I get older. But he was released, and many people at the time, including many members of the Osage Nation, believed Hale kind of called in his last political favor to get out. He died a free man.
And Hale was really well-dressed and all, and even after he got out and all that, he still was accepted in parts of the community.
Yeah, he was. I mean, and a lot of he had a lot of support among white settlers. You know, he presented himself one way, this kind of well-dressed friend of the Osage, and there really was. He wore two faces.